This is Film for Thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
Liam Neeson continues his extraordinary run in the wake of the loss of his wife to a tragic skiing accident from a leading man, sort of Irish, all-around good guy, heartthrob Michael Collins, the type of guy who you would expect to see next to Hugh Grant cracking jokes about how they got the wrong Christmas gift for somebody, has morphed into really the preeminent anti-hero of his generation, and it seems to be an authentic place which he is driving his emotional on-screen presence from, and that is the place of a lack of any center that comes from the loss of one's partner in life. In this case, Neeson finds himself on board a plane expecting a smooth ride, and at first you're not sure if he's going to blow the plane up or something's going to happen, and the film really plays with the tension of flying in these post-TSA sort of paranoid times. Everybody finds themselves claustrophobic and maybe afraid of their fellow passenger. It's sort of an orange alert in regards to trusting strangers. Someone you expect almost to get a text on your phone that tells you the license plate of an abducted child. So at this, and the movie really is extraordinary in driving that tension using visual effects to pull up text messages. The Spanish director departs from traditional mainstream Hollywood sort of formulaic and still stays within the genre of a sort of apocalyptic action movie like Towering Inferno or anything, but the best plane movie since Airplane surpasses Snakes on a Plane and Red Eye, really goes back to Air Force One for the closest challenger, and I think surpasses Air Force One. It's just everything you want. It's Agatha Christie up in the air. It's whodunit. You're not sure who to trust. The suspicion that comes with flying and terrorists, and it just works. They play against type. The filmmaker constantly expects you to think that he's going to go one direction with it, and yet it still doesn't feel contrived, even though it's sort of a ludicrous movie at heart. So what the takeaway from this film is that there's a lot of tension and flying in the air. We as a collective society have agreed that nobody is to be trusted, which is sort of pathetic, but not as deep as the pathos felt by Liam Neeson, which drives his extraordinary career turn and makes him very, very watchable.